What is up? Thank you guys for tuning in to Project Life. I am your host, Phil Smoke, and this is Project Life. This is a podcast where I break down and build awareness behind life topics in order for you to build the most important project we have as humans. That project is called life. Episode 1, The Magic of Life and Its Uncertainty. I'm jacked up to talk about this, guys. I'm going to go directly into it. Let's be honest. The uncertain part of our life is the best part about our life. The things that you don't know that are about to happen, it literally could be great or it could be detrimental in our lives. Everybody knows this. But we have to understand that if it's a painful uncertainty, that it's great because the pain molds you and the greatness unfolds you. The pain molds you to who you should be in order to get where you want to go, in order to get the things that you're trying to get, in order to accomplish the things that you want to accomplish. The unknown is what we strive for in this world. I love talking about this topic because it's one of the hardest things to talk about, to be honest, guys. I've been coaching people for 7 years, and the same things, I'm the same confusion of people saying, I don't know what's next. I'm afraid. I don't know how to handle the situation. Handle it like you were everything else. Go into it head on. Don't be fear. Fear is fake evidence appearing real. It's false. Somebody gave you those beliefs that you believe, and you're using them as your beliefs. Instead of you saying, you know what, I'm going to do this, I'm going to make this happen, I'm going to start this business, I'm going to get in this relationship, I'm going to change my life, and you face fear head on. The uncertain part of your life is the best part of your life. It is magic. It is what we want. Because if you knew everything that was happening, your life would be boring. How many people try to live the same day every single day, and they actually call that a life? Those people are bored out of their minds, and you don't want to be one of those people. I know you don't want to be one of those people. Listeners, today, Project Life, this is episode 1. Understand that uncertainty is magical because what we create can be magic. We are humans. We are one of a kind. You could have been a leaf. You could have been a cow. You could have been a pig. You could have been a monkey. But you are a human. You can create. You can love. You can destroy. You can build. You can do whatever you want to do, especially now in the day and age we are. There's internet. There is everything out there for you to create. What is holding you back besides you? Or are you letting excuses of the people that surround you be who you are instead of you being who you know you can be? That's what I found most of the time when I coach somebody. People are always stuck on other people's beliefs rather than their own beliefs. You got to be jacked up for your beliefs. You got to know where you're going. You got to have the uncertainty that it's so beautiful of what is next. And a lot of people have victim mentality. Don't be in the victim mentality state of what is, oh, I can't believe this didn't happen, blah, blah, blah. That means you weren't ready for it. Put in the work, get ready for it. Let's make it happen. You got to get jacked up about where you're going. You got to get fired up about your life and the project that you're building in your life, listeners. I am fired up and I'm going to deliver the fire on this podcast. I'm going to deliver results for you, potential results, because no one creates the results in your life except you. Not your mom, not your dad, not your dog, not anybody else except you. You want what you want in your life, you got to get to work for it. You're afraid of the uncertainty because you're not putting in the work. When you put in the work, everything starts going away because when growth happens, everything else starts to happen. You actually realize when you're taking action, things start becoming a reality. You could go out and get a new job. You could go out and get a new boyfriend or girlfriend. You could go out and communicate better with your family, your friends. You can go out and create better relationships, make more money, do what you want to do, but you're not doing it. Fill in the blank on why not. Why not you? Why not fill uncertainty with positive energy. My grandmother always laughed at problems. It was so funny. Growing up, my whole life, my grandmother would be like laughing at all these things and say, "Grandma, why are you laughing at this?" She goes, "Phil, we don't have enough time to feel bad about things. We might as well laugh at them because they're gonna happen anyways. Life is gonna happen to you. Life is gonna happen to me. Life is gonna happen to every single person. But what we do with what happens is the most important piece. How are you filling in the most important piece in your life is the question I have to you today. Our uncertainty, we can create magic. We can create anything we desire. We could change lives. We could build computers. We could build robots. We could build buildings. We could do all these things, but why aren't you doing it? Is the question I have for you today. Why aren't you jacked up about the magic that life has been given to you? You are a human. You won the jackpot. That is the plain and simple truth. People are out there working their face off, and you're over here complaining about why you didn't get your Starbucks coffee on time. Really? Let's get serious, guys. Let's be grateful. I didn't understand things until the things were taken away from me. When they were taken away from me, I actually found more value in everything that I actually had. The air you breathe, the land you live on, the home you sleep in, the air conditioning that most people don't have in other parts of this world. And you're over here complaining about fill in the blank. We have to create this awareness behind you guys. You are the variable of change. We are the variable of change in this world. You are the variable of change for your world. What are you doing with it is the question. What are you going to create with your world is the question. Who are you going to impact? How many people are you going to help? How much money are you going to make? How many lives are you going to change? What are you going to do? After coaching people, I understand that most people don't do much. So this is for the people who want to change their lives, who are serious about changing their lives. This project life is a project. And in a project, we got to get to work. We got to get jacked up about the work because the work is where the magic happens. Sitting around, nothing happens sitting around. Goals aren't accomplished by sitting and playing video games unless your goal is to become a master at video games. How are you treating your health? What kind of lifestyle are you doing for yourself? How many times have you thought about the important things in your life? And what are you doing about them? We can create magic, guys. Project lifers, we can create magic with what we want, but you have to make the decision of how you're gonna go do it. How are you gonna go do it? Who are you gonna help? How are you gonna make it happen for you? Because I wake up every day fired up about what I'm doing. Even if I'm doing something small, I'm actually doing something. It doesn't matter what you're doing. Do something and then do better at that something every single day. Get better every single day. Learn from your failures every single day. Failure is normal. Failure is what molds us to become who we are. No one just woke up a winner. People had to fail in order to become winners. How are you creating failure as something that is molding you into becoming a successful individual in this world? I'm so jacked up because we're going to get into big time life topics on here. We're going to break into EQ, not IQ. We're going to talk about different perspectives. We're going to talk about so many crazy life projects that you could go out and build a new life today. And I understand most people live in fear. You live in fear. I've lived in fear for so long because of other people's beliefs. Fear stands for false evidence appearing real. It's fake. Don't believe in it. Somebody told you something, you actually believe that that's the truth. And that's why you have a false mentality towards things. Because you're believing things and not really doing due diligence and putting in the work to understand. If we all understood more, we would be where we'd want to be faster. Start understanding where you are going, how you're going to make life happen for you. We have a chance every single day. When you wake up in the morning, you have a chance to wake up earlier, go to sleep later. You have a chance to do what you want every single day. We have that chance. What you do with those chances is on you. You make the decisions in your life. No one's made all your decisions. You've made most of the decisions in your life, especially adults. You choose to be with that person. You choose to have your job. You could choose to get a better job. You could choose to make more money. You could choose to do more work. You could choose to work out. You could choose to eat better. You could choose to help people. You could choose to do these things. What's holding you back? Has it not sunk in your head yet, guys, that we won the jackpot? I'm going to repeat it again because you know what? It's just like a movie. You got to watch it two or three times to understand it. So if I repeat myself two or three times, it's for a reason, because it's important. Every day we have a new chance for new beginnings. What are you going to do with your beginnings? Every day you have a chance to change your life. And then when you change your life, you can actually change other people's lives around you. My life 7 years ago was not this life. I never thought I'd be doing this ever in my lifetime. But now I look at fear like it's fun. I look at fear like it's my next, I'm going to make it my next B, if you know what I mean. I'm going to make life happen and I'm going to create it. What are you going to do with yours and how are you going to create that uncertainty and make it good? How are you going to make the unknown in your favor every single day? You could do it by doing more, putting in the work. Work is actually the transformation behind everything that happens in your life. The more work you put in, the more you get out. And that happens just by learning something every single day, doing something every single day, making a small change every single day for a compound effect to happen in your life to create ripples in order for something big to change later on. Change doesn't happen overnight. Decisions are made overnight. Change happens with time. So guys, the call to action that I'm going to be delivering to you guys here today is a simple one. Get one thing. If you're running right now, stop. If you're driving, pull over. If you're at work, get a piece of paper. Tell your boss, hold on a second because I'm about to change my life. Because I'm building something here. We all should be building our own lives every single day. And I'm fired up for you guys to build your life. I'm fired up to build it with you on this podcast because I'm going to be bringing the heat. I'm going to be bringing the fire. I'm going to be bringing value every single time on these podcasts every single week. So get ready. And if you're not ready, you better start being ready. Because this is going to be different. I'm going to give you call to action. I'm not going to just give you the information. I'm going to give you action behind the information because action is the key to information. So if you're doing something, move to the side. Write it down to your notes in your phone. Get a piece of paper if you're old school. Write down, I don't use paper that much. What is one thing that you know people tell you every single day? I want you to write this one thing down. What is something that everybody tells you that you think that they don't know what they're talking about? Let me give you an example. When a friend of yours tells you you talk too much, when a friend tells you you're on your phone too much, when somebody says you do something but you want to ignore it instead of facing it, what is that thing for you? I need you to write that down. Don't think too much about it. Write it down real quick. What is that for you? My lifers, I'll tell you one that was for me. And I'm not proud of it, but that's how we grow. Listening is 70, I think it's about 75% of communication. Listening, not talking. There's always the truth behind what people tell you. It doesn't have to be your truth, it's their truth. But sometimes they could be right. And that allows us room for growth. So write down that thing that people tell you, or one thing that people tell you that you do, that you try to look the other way, write it down. Now what we're going to do with that is we're going to take that piece and then we're going to work on that. We're going to focus on that this week and we're going to get better at it. How do we get better at it? We talk to people saying, listen, I told you, I know you always tell me that I do this. How can I get better? You want to create an accountability partner because you couldn't handle it yourself and you most likely can't. And having a team is always better. Team together, everyone achieves more. So get somebody that's an accountability partner. Find somebody that's like a friend. Find somebody that's a coworker, a family member, somebody you confide in, and have them help you work on this. If they see you do it, have them talk to you about it. Have them say that, look, I'm trying to get better in this. How do I get better? Is call me out. Call me out when I do it. I need you to call me out because I'm trying to get better. I'm trying to change because change is exactly what you want. Because if you were the person that you wanted to be and that you know you can be, you'd be that person today. And you'd have what that person has. But if you're not that person today, that means you don't have what that person has and you don't do what they do. So you need to create change in your life. I challenge you to start small and build. Start small and build. Never try to tackle the whole thing at once in anything that you do. Always start small because most people can't do everything at one time. We have to take challenges a piece at a time. So take that challenge, work on it. I would love to hear your feedback. You could actually email me your feedback at philsmoke.com and you could go to the contact me section and you could write down the feedback of your call to action and how you're doing it. I would love to get your input because I want to share it with all the Project Lifers on this podcast. Don't be afraid. Fear is fake. Let's get this. And I want you guys to know that I'm here with you every single step of the way. And I'm fired up for the next podcast because we're going to blow it out of the water. Thank you guys for listening. And let's go. Lifers, I want to thank you guys so much for tuning into the first episode of Project Life. If you found value, subscribe to my podcast because we will be getting to some great topics. And if you want to follow me on the gram, follow me at @philsmoke, @philsmoke, and Facebook @philipsmoke. I'll see you guys next time. Take care.